Amen. Anybody else want to sing? I appreciate the singers.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. I appreciate everyone that's come this way this morning. And I know Jesus did. I appreciate Brother Randy coming this morning and to preach for us. And I want to say to you this morning, we believe in shouting, if you feel like shouting.
Amen.
If the shouter comes and you feel like it, well, give the Lord praise and honor. Amen. And we feel like we believe in going to an altar of prayer. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be lost to go up to pray. If you feel like praying, come and pray. Whatever you feel like doing. Because Brother Randy's going to preach us the word this morning. And we're looking forward for that. And if you're here this morning, you need to be saved. Jesus is in the saving business.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still the saving.
That's right.
We're going to ask Brother Randy to come and I'm Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
A little stiff this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I've sat around the hospital so much till I've gotten stiff. But it's certainly good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. You know, and what this day represents is our Savior raising from the grave. You know, he made us a promise that he was going to conquer death, hell, and the grave for us, that we might have life and have it more abundant. I'm so thankful this morning for what he done for us. And amen, I've read and I've studied and I've tried my best to come up with a message, and I have no message unless the Lord gives it. I just put it that way. There's so many scriptures in here that talks about the resurrection. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all wrote their description of it, how that Jesus was crucified and how he was put in the tomb and how he rose again on the third and appointed day. But you know, I fall this morning, and I guess a brother helped me out a little bit yesterday. A fellow called me, and he was talking to me about obeying God. And you know, we got to talking about that subject, and he said, you helped me one time talking about just obeying the Spirit. And you know, he said, I didn't understand that for a while, but then I realized what you're talking about. You know, I believe this morning that we ought to just obey God, don't you? And if we obey God, then it'll come out just right. So this morning, with all the scriptures that's been wrote and everything, I could stand up here and read them and talk about each and every one of them. But the thing that keeps coming to my mind is a time when Jesus, amen, he was out there preaching God's word, and they came to him, and they said, you know, said, your friend Lazarus has died at the time. And boy, they begin to talk about how that if he'd been there, how that maybe he could have saved him. But you know what I thought about this on his journey there? The Bible said that there was a man came to him. They said that he had a little damsel there at home that was sick. Amen. And when they got there, the baby had died. She was 12 years of age, the Bible said. Amen. And whenever he got there, boy, they was making all kinds of to-do about her being dead. They was crying and weeping. And Brother Jerry, I think this is one of the first things that Jesus done that brought my attention to the resurrection of God. Amen. How that there he said, she is not a dead, she is only asleep. Amen. You know what the Bible said? They liked him to scorn. And brother, he had told them and taught them, amen, how that he was the resurrection of God. He is the giver of life this morning. Amen. No other name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. And I thought about this young lady. How brother, she had given up the ghost, the Bible said. Amen. Laying there lifeless in the Bible. The Bible said the Lord went to her. I took her by the hand and said, damsel, arise. And the Bible said that she got up. I rose up immediately. And brother, he said, give her me because she's weak. Folks, I'm so glad this morning. Amen. At one night, down on my knees, dead in sin. And Jesus took me by the hand and said, leave. I prayed God for that this morning. Amen. How he rose me up once. He'll do it again and again. Amen. And listen, when he got back to the Mary and Martha, they came out and met him, whining and complaining. Lord, if you'd been here, Lazarus would not have died. And the Bible said, their unbelief. I believe. Amen. And listen, whatever they got there, where Lazarus was laid, he told them to roll the stone back. And listen to me, we live in such a quiet time. But the Bible said with a loud voice, amen, he cried out to Lazarus, had to come forward. I believe a little bit of shouting never hurt anything. Amen. The Bible said, in the last days the prophet God shall fail. Amen. And there shall be a shout from heaven. Amen. And awake the dead. I praise God this morning. Amen. It's going to happen one time and it'll happen again.
Amen.
The Bible said that whenever they rolled the stone back, boy, I tell you, he looked up into heaven. He said, Father, he said, I know thou hearest me because thou art my God. And I've done thy will. But he said, for the people's sake, he said, I say it. Amen. Yeah. He prayed to God again.
Yeah.
Amen. He called out Lazarus' name. The Bible said that he got up.
Yeah.
Amen. He came out of the tomb.
Yeah.
My boy, all clothed in gray clothes. Amen. You know what I like? What the Lord said. I'm loose even letting go.
Yeah.
I'm glad one night, Brother Jerry, Satan had me bound down.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Had me wrapped up in all the clothes of this world. Amen. Wrapped in sin. I'm a boy one night down on my knees.
Right.
I cried out to a Savior. And boy, let me say, he said, Satan, I'm loose even letting go.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm thankful for that this morning. Ain't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Every song has been sung this morning. I believe Brother Jerry agreed with me. You could preach a message off of every one of them. I like the one that sung first. Amen. He must have loved me a lot. Oh, I love that song because I think about what the Savior endured for me back there at Calvary. How that he was willing to go. Amen. And pay a sin debt that I owed. Amen. He didn't owe it. I did. Amen. He told me how that if I believed in him, amen, that I could have part of the last resurrection. And one of these days, folks, amen, we're going to see him just like he is. He's going to split the eastern sky. As the sun rises in the east, so shall the Son of God. Amen. The Bible said he'll split that eastern sky. Amen. And he's going to call the dead home. Amen. They're going to come up out of the grave. How all those that have been born again, washed in the blood, how they're going to come up out of the grave. Amen. And they're going to go live with the Lord. Amen. The Bible said us that remain shall be called up. Amen. To be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Hey, to live with the Lord forever. Folks, this morning, what a time it'll be. How wouldn't you like to be down at the cemetery? Amen. When that trumpet sounds, I'm telling you, parts will fail. People will die of fright. Amen. Because of the things that's going to take place. Hey, the earth will shake. Amen. The graves will burst open. And the saints of God shall come forward. Amen. But listen to me this morning. And maybe you're lost and undone without God. You don't have that hope this morning. Amen. The Bible said, those, amen, will go up before God and be judged. And the book of life shall be opened. And you know what? If your name is not found written in the book of life, amen, you'll have no part of this resurrection. You'll only be called up to judgment. And you'll be cast into a lake of fire that burneth forever. Amen. But Jesus paid a price for you this morning. He gave his life that you might live. And I praise God this morning that whenever we accept him as our Savior, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. A man will lie to you. A man will cheat you. Amen. They'll befriend you. But let me tell you something this morning. There's a Savior in heaven. Hey, that'll never leave you. Never forsake you. He'll go with you always. Even unto the end. And whenever we draw our last breath here, we'll lift our eyes up in glory. Amen. To live with God forever. Amen. Where there'll be peace and joy. Amen. Where God will wipe away the tears from our eyes. Let me tell you something. Here lately I've shed a lot of tears. I've spent a lot of waking hours. Amen. Crying and asking God. Just what's going on in my life. But let me tell you something. I'm going to ask a while. My Savior. And man's going to let me into heaven. And my Heavenly Father is going to pay. And wipe the tears from my eyes. And I'll never shed another. I'll never have to say goodbye to another. Hey, but praise God. This morning, if you're lost, you have the opportunity to be saved. And the Lord said, whoever will come and take the water of life freely. All you have to do is get up. Amen. And come and accept him as your Savior. And say, well, I want to live for you. I want to make heaven my home. Amen. And you can this morning.
Amen.
You can this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know if you're getting a thing out of this morning, but let me tell you something. When I left the house this morning, walked out on the porch, and I looked up towards heaven.
Amen.
Hey, all the fog and all the clouds that was out there.
Yeah.
I saw a light.
Yeah.
Amen. I saw a light from heaven called the moon shining.
Yeah.
Amen. Breaking forth through it.
Yeah.
Amen. This morning, maybe you're going through troubled times.
Yeah.
Maybe you're having hardships. Maybe you don't know which way to go. Just look up.
Yeah.
Amen. Just look up. And
amen.
Boy, on the way up here, I got up this morning early and I began to read and ask God to help me. On the way up here, I cried and I complained all the way. God, I don't have a thing. Let me tell you something. That's a lonesome feeling. Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm glad that he's never failed me. He's never forsaken me.
Right.
And boy, whenever he told them that he was going to go to the grave, you know what they said there when they crucified him, Brother Adam? Amen. Whenever he went up the ghost, they said, surely he is the Son of God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. When all things begin to happen,
long
about the 6-hour darkness fell upon the earth until the ninth. The Bible said that he cried out to heaven. Boy, he said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And the second time he cried out, Brother Jesus, he gave up the ghost.
Amen.
Amen. And he died. But let me tell you something. There were two men hanging with him that day. Now the Bible said they called them malefactors. Amen. They were sinners. They were cruel people. And one of them began to rail upon him and said, if you be the Son of God, get us down. And the other one mocked him, scorned him, and told him to be quiet. Hey, we get what we deserve. But this man is a just man. He's never done anything. But anyway, he turned to him and he said, Lord, will you remember me when you come into thy kingdom? And he said, today shalt thou be with me in glory. In paradise forever. Amen. But let me tell you something this morning. That same Jesus. That same Jesus is still forgiven today. That same Jesus. I want us to be with him in paradise.
Amen.
And the Bible said, amen, there's a place called hell. And the Bible says that it burns forever. And you know what he said? The flame is never quenched. Amen. And the worm never dies. And you know what else it says? Those that enter into that place cannot come back. Amen. Whenever you go there, it's for eternity. And you'll not be able to come back out of that place. Folks, let me tell you something this morning. It's going to be an awful, awful place. But let me tell you, there was a Savior. Amen. That died for our sins. So we do not have to go there this morning. If we'll just come and humble ourselves down with Him. Amen. And ask His forgiveness. We don't have to go to that awful place. And the Bible said, when the rich man was begging for water. And you know what? He now has no hope this morning. I didn't get any help at all. But praise God. Old Lazarus, he had accepted Jesus. And the Bible said that he went home to be with the Lord. Carried by the angels into the bosom of Abraham. That's a place of paradise this morning. Let me tell you, you can have that this morning. If you'll just come and humble yourself down before God and ask Him to save your soul. And you can have that this morning. You can have that life of hope. And a lot of people don't have this morning.
Lord, we pray.
The altar's open. You don't have to wait. People know how to come and pray.
Pray.
Amen. Any time you need to pray, you come and pray.
Father,
the Bible says, in the last days, boy, there's going to be a resurrection. And when that resurrection comes forth, people are going to be judged. For every deed they've ever done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Amen. We can either live under righteousness or die to damnation. It doesn't matter. But we have a choice this morning what we accept. You know what? They didn't believe Jesus. They didn't believe that He was the Son of God. They didn't believe that on that third and appointed day He would rise again. As Jerry said, they rose up early in the morning. The spices going out to anoint His body again. Brother Eric, I don't believe He crossed their mind on their journey. Will He be there?
Yeah.
I don't believe one of them ever turned to the other and started getting about. Do you think our Savior will be there? But when they got there, the tomb was rolled back. The rock was rolled back and the tomb was empty. And the Bible said that there was a man there. Amen. And he told them, said, who thou seekest? And they said to the Lord, he said, go and tell my brother. Listen, he'd gone before him to Galilee. He told him he would see him again. Amen. And the Bible said for 40 days. Amen. He walked with them. He talked to them. He taught them many things after his death. Old Thomas said, I just ain't going to believe it unless I see him.
He said, unless I put my finger into the nail press of his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, unless I thrust my hand into the side where they pierced him.
Right.
He said, I'll not believe.
Yeah.
The Bible said when Jesus appeared to them, old Thomas fell down and said, my Lord and my God.
Yeah.
Bless. Oh, you know what he said? He said, Thomas, he said, you believe because thou seest.
Yes.
Amen. He said, blessed are they that believe and have not seen.
Yeah. Right.
You know, there's a lot of people this morning that's never seen the Lord. I've never saw Him.
No.
But I've saw His goodness.
Yeah. Amen.
I've saw His mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt His grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. This morning, maybe you just need a little help.
Yeah.
What a day it is.
Amen.
Sun's up.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus is not here.
Amen.
He said it's the right hand of God this morning making intercession for you and I. And not that little baby that came, amen, and laid in this right here, amen, walked, wrapped up in swaddling clothes.
Yeah.
Amen, he's not the Savior hung on the cross.
Yeah.
Amen, as they sung about, you'll not find your bones in the tomb.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Somebody
right.
told me back a few years ago, Brother Terry, they found the tomb where Jesus lay. I said, how do they know it was here? Old DNA, how ignorant can you be?
Yeah.
How ignorant can you be?
Yeah.
Amen, there's no way that they found DNA in Jesus. And if they did, what did they compare it to?
Yeah.
Amen. My Savior's not here. Brother, he's gone. He's risen. Amen. He's not in that grave anymore.
Amen.
We're not worshiping the baby. We're not worshiping the crucifixion. We're not worshiping the grave.
Amen.
But we're worshiping the risen Savior.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
And
that promise that He was going away to prepare a place for
Him. Amen.
That if He was going away to prepare it, He'd come again.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. And receive me into Himself where He is.
Yeah.
Amen. I might be also.
Right.
Amen.
Do you have that hope this morning, that resurrection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Jesus conquered death, hell,
and praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
This morning, would you stand?
Amen.
And if you're able to stand this morning, if you're not, that's fine. God understands. I know we have some older folks, and sometimes we just don't have the gumption to do that. Amen. No bones get old, feeble.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something this morning. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Hey,
do you know Him this morning?
Praise the Lord.
Three parts of
sin? Amen.
Do you know what He done for you?
Yeah.
Amen. He gave His life for you.
Amen.
Amen. If you're lost, He's the one that He died for.
Yeah.
He didn't die for the righteous. Amen. He died for the sinner.
Yeah.
Amen. He come to conquer that for us. Amen. And listen. If He was still in that tomb, you and I have absolutely no hope.
Right.
Amen.
Kathy said this morning, we just exist and we go away.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have no hope. But this morning we have hope.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because He's not there.
Yeah.
Right. He's not there. We're not going to be able to find Him.
Amen.
This morning, do you know Him in the free part of sin? Listen, you feel like playing something on the piano, honey. Amen. If you do, listen.
Bless
Here's an old fashioned altar.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. I've seen tears puddled on this altar many times by others. That's what this is for.
Yeah.
Just to come with a humble
spirit.
Ask the Lord to help us in a time of need.
Yeah.
Folks, I believe we're closer to the end right now than we ever have.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? The love of many is waxed cold because iniquity abounds. You know what? It says men will turn from
God. Amen.
Amen. It tells us that people will fall away. I believe we're in that falling away.
Amen.
Amen. The church will be full today. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Guess what? Next Sunday it'll be empty.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It won't be but a handful. And all the churches across the country today. Amen. You know why? Because the kids will get saved. Preacher will get up and say a few things because it's Easter. And,
bless
amen. Them all. It was blown away. That doesn't mean anything to people anymore.
Bless them all.
It touches nobody's heart anymore.
Amen.
What was accomplished for me and you? People want to run around, Sister Colette, and want to be something when they're nothing. I'm telling you, Brother Ron, I ain't the dirt on his feet, brother. I ain't worthy to loosen the shoes anymore.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. But he loved me enough.
Yeah.
And he gave his life for me.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And he didn't only me, but for you also. Anybody just want to did you come this morning? Did you have a need? Maybe, I tell you what, maybe you just want to thank Him for what He's done. That hits me.
That's right.
And then people say, I go to the altar, people think I sinned. I sinned, baby. Preacher, you sin? Yes, I do every day. Can't help it. It's just the nature of this old flesh. But I have a heavenly Father.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't do it because I want to.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I get up and think, well, I'm just going to do it. But because of the nature of this flesh,
yeah,
I'll sin. If it happens so, Father, God mercy on my soul.
Amen. Amen.
With an honest heart. Remember that. With an honest heart.
Yeah.
You'll forgive me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You'll have mercy on me.
Amen.
So I have a lot to thank you for this morning.
Amen.
I have a whole lot to thank you for. Do you have anything to thank him for?
Praise
Do you love him this morning?
Amen.
You know what? I love him because he first loved me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
If you're lost today, would you come? I don't know everybody here, but you're going to make some new faces.
Bless the Lord.
If you don't know Jesus this morning, I invite you to come. I'd like to introduce you to him. He's the best friend I've ever had.
Amen.
You know what? He's never turned his back on me.
Yeah.
When I've had problems, he's always there. He don't worry about it. He's just always there.
Yeah.
Amen. When I need scolding, he'll correct me, straighten me out.
Amen.
But he's never lied to me. He's never cheated me. He told me he loved me. He proved it to me.
Yep.
You know what kept him on that cross? His love for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know what caused him to get up out of that grave? His love.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what carried him back to glory? His love for you and me.
Amen.
Because when he looked up into heaven that last time, he cried out. He said, Father, it is finished.
Yeah. Amen.
He had done the Father's will. I like what he told Pilate.
Yeah.
Pilate said, don't you know that I can crucify you? He said, you have no power.
Yeah. Amen.
Except it be given from above.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
From above.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I have the power.
Yep.
To lay my life down.
Yep.
And to take it again.
Amen.
Amen. Was nailed into the cross after he'd been beaten beyond recognition.
Amen.
His flesh tore from his bones, the blood running to his feet, the crown of thorns on his head, the pain and the agony he suffered for many years. How they laid him out there on that cross and nailed him to it.
Amen.
And he loved us enough. Father, forgive them.
Yeah. Amen.
They don't know what they're doing.
Praise the Lord.
He loves you.
Amen.
Yeah. He's forgiven you. It doesn't matter what you've done.
Amen.
No matter what you've been into. He loves you.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
A great love.
Yeah.
All the disciples preached about him.
Yeah. Amen.
Paul, he went into the king's houses and he preached Jesus to them. He talked about forgiveness of sin. He talked about, amen, the resurrection. He talked about all of it.
Yes, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He told him, I like what he told him again here, but he said, thou knowest.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, it's not been kept from thee, O king.
Yep.
He said, thou knowest. Amen. Oh, Paul, you just almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Almost.
Amen.
You just almost persuaded me this morning.
Yes. Amen.
You know what a Christian is? Someone Christ-like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When people spit on you, you forgive them.
Yeah. Amen.
When people smite you, you forgive them. When they despitefully use you, you praise them.
Amen.
The Bible says, doing so, he holds the Father on their knees.
Amen.
This morning, I hope for everybody here to say, for the grace of God, I hope I've said something this morning. If nothing else, excited you a little bit in your heart.
Amen.
As a man preached one time here with me in the Bible, he preached on stirring the water. I hope you stirred the waters of your heart.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Did you realize what he done for you?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I just obeyed God and give you everything the Lord gave me. Amen. You had the opportunity to come and pray. So if you reject that this morning, that's between you and God. That's between you and God. You'll have to take up that and the judgment.
Amen.
This morning you have the opportunity.
Amen. Praise the name of God. Amen.
Appreciate your attention.
Thank you. Bless you, brother.